Hey, Griffin here. Before this episode, maybe consider checking out episode 80 with Alistair Forbes and the Dean. Or at least read the description of it. And also, all of these murders are made up. They're not real-life murders. That would be a weird thing for us to do. Take it away, song! That was me fading out the song with my voice, just to ease people into us
did
talking.
Did not sound like the song? I was like, okay, what's he getting at? What's this song?
You do it then.
And then I was going to sing it too, but I couldn't figure out that wasn't.
How else does it go?
That was just me just doing it. I tried my best.
It sounded exactly like when I did it.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Why were you making fun? That sounded the exact same.
Because I thought I could do it better. Here, let me try again. You're right. I can't do better.
No, you can't. You do the exact same. I'm Griffin.
I'm Steve. This is Kill the Death.
We solve murders. Steve's extreme today. Uh-huh. He's got his hat turned all the way around backwards. That's why he sounds like that.
I got it turned to full 360, so it's back facing the same way.
And what we've done this week is opened competing restaurants.
Ah, yes.
So, Steve, tell us a little bit about what you've done.
So not, clearly not even. Like, some of them seem like they're like, oh, that's maybe a thing that's happening in their lives. And this one is definitely not.
It's a sandwich shop.
You're right.
I'll tell you that.
Sorry. Yes, we both have restaurants. Yours is a sandwich shop?
Oh, I was saying yours was, but so's mine.
Yeah, I know what my fucking restaurant is. It's my life, and it's a sandwich shop. And we do it big, and we do it loud, and we do it proud.
Mine is quiet under the table, hush-hush sandwiches.
It's all under the table.
Usually, my problem with sandwich shops is I don't want anyone to know I'm there eating those greasy, greasy
embarrassing,
buns.
But we want people to own it. You know, we want people to walk in there. If you don't shout your order and wave a $100 bill, then you're not getting a sandwich. And you gotta wave it.
By the way, your sandwiches are so expensive.
Yeah, well, no, but you have to pay in a $100 bill. You know how most places are like, we don't take hundreds? We only take hundreds, and we'll give you mittfuls of change.
All you give out is nickels.
Yeah. Every sandwich costs a nickel, and you get all your change in nickels.
Our sandwiches cost $100, but you have to pay in nickels.
Yeah, but quietly!
And they're right next to each other, so usually people are just going back and forth, mm-hmm. exchanging their nickels and mm-hmm. hundreds
That's
for
right.
sandwiches.
And you know what? It's bringing the community together.
Well, not mine.
No. Yeah. Well, they're not talking about it, but you know what? I think
I've got like an underground group building.
Exactly. And quietly, I think they're bonding over the hatred and love of our respective sandwich shops.
What is yours called?
It's called...
It's Loud and Proud Sandwich
Big
Shop.
Bag Boob.
Big Bang Boob or Big Bag Boob?
Big Bag Boom.
Okay, no boob at all.
No boob. No, Big Bag Boom. It's we give you giant bags for your sandwich. And everyone who works there cheers when they hand it to you, and it's a big like clap, like it's like, ah, there it is, and you walk out with your huge like oversized ridiculous bag for the small sandwich you got for a nickel. What's yours called?
A boob.
Sorry, no boobs in there?
No, it
all
only exclusively boob.
Three boobs, the perfect number.
No shirt, service. The victim. Alistair Forbes, found dead on an airplane. Today's guest, Clint Frolf, passenger who found the body on the plane. Clint, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I didn't know him, so it's not...
Congratulations.
Well, it was still traumatic, I guess.
Somewhere in between.
Somewhere. If the barometer is like sorry and like congratulations, it's somewhere between like, you know, bar mitzvah, I guess. I don't know.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, that's
thanks,
what
man.
It is.
Yeah,
that's
thanks.
What it is. Well, we appreciate you coming on.
Oh, well.
And we're happy to help you with it.
You guys are the only one on telling the story to. You got the exclusive.
Oh.
You didn't go to the cops.
They came to us, kind of.
Okay, but you didn't tell them anything?
I was like, nope, sorry, saving this.
I'm going on a podcast
I'm going
later.
To Griffin and Steve, man. I don't trust the man.
That's true. We don't work for the man.
Nope.
No, we're just little boys.
Yeah,
we work
it.
For the boys, and it's us.
That's what I told the cops. I said, I'm going straight to the little boys.
That's always a good thing to tell police.
Yeah.
You were on this flight. Where was it going from and to?
Hawaii. It was going to well, it was going to Hawaii.
It was taking off from Hawaii, landing right back down in Hawaii.
From island to island?
No, I'm sorry. We were leaving. I just assumed here. We were leaving here.
Which is Toronto.
Toronto. Mm. And then, yeah, we were going to Hawaii for a Hawaii Christmas, the way most people do.
Yeah.
Mahi
Melakaliki Maka.
No, thanks.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, thanks. That's right. Mazel tov Christmas.
So this would have been December then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is pretty recent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was December.
Was this mid-flight you found him, or was this after you had landed?
You know how, like, you're looking at the back of the seat, and there's, like, that little map or whatever?
Or a TV?
Yeah, a TV, usually.
You didn't have a TV.
But it turns into, like, a digital map and shows you, like, how far you
on
are.
On the TV, yes.
Yeah, mine didn't work. So I don't know where I was.
Somewhere in the darkness.
Somewhere in there, like...
Oh, it was night. That's what that meant.
Well, it's also like one of those things, like, you know when you're just on a plane, you're like, I don't know how long I've been here, man. It just feels like forever.
Your watch stopped.
It could have just taken off. I don't know.
Were you traveling with anyone?
No, I was going by myself.
What for? Were you visiting family for Christmas there? You were just enjoying a personal Hawaii Christmas.
100%. Well, the thing is that my side gig is at Santa Claus.
That explains the outfit.
Yeah, there's this place in Hawaii that's like, let's do a beach Santa Claus thing. So I just like I surf in a Santa Claus outfit.
Are you a good surfer?
No, terrible. But that's okay because their Santa's drunk, so it's just like I wipe out and then I bring all the hams.
Sorry, you bring all the hams.
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas hams.
It's a Hawaii Christmas.
Oh, that's a Hawaii Christmas.
Totally.
Hang 10, man. Yeah. Okay. Ham 10?
Nah. Ham 10.
Edit that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you were coming in.
Yep.
And you don't know when in the flight this was, but at some point...
it definitely wasn't right at the beginning because there was a long build-up which is actually a key to this story. There was kind of a huge build-up to this guy dying.
Right. Did you notice him on the way in, like when you were getting...
Everybody noticed him. He's probably like the most annoying person you've ever met.
Oh, there's one on every plane.
He's like...
What was he doing that's so annoying?
He thought he was being funny. The whole time he's just like, check this out, everybody. He thought he was the life of the party. And everyone's like, God, this guy's, we're going to be able to play with this guy. Like, there was about 8 screaming babies. And everyone's like, can we sit beside the 8 screaming babies? Because I don't want to sit beside.
So they were all sitting together in a group?
they were all on one seat together?
They were an octuplet. Like, they were all the same brother and sister. They might have all just been brothers, I don't know, or sisters, because you can't tell. They were like 3 months. But even like people were like, please put me, they had their fingers crossed
put
and they
me
were
in the
by
middle
their
of
ears,
that
and they're like, please.
I want 4 on either side of me with these screaming babies.
Yeah, this guy keeps whipping his dick out and putting it around his wrist and being like, check out my watch, check out my new watch. And we're like, that's not funny, dude.
Okay, so this
kind of funny.
That's what
it was actually before the plane. Like it was in like it was at we were at like a Pearson International Airport, and he's just like, hey, check this out. So everyone right away was like, I hope that guy's not on my flight. I will murder him.
Hang on. Did security notice this guy?
That guy, even the security, there was one guy there, and he's like, I want to murder that fucking... Can I say fucking?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, please.
Good. Oh, that's right. Okay.
We got to earn that E.
the security wanted to kill this guy. Like,
no, but, okay, my question was more, why didn't security stop him? His dick is out in an airport.
Yeah, yeah. They were, but, like, you know, it's lunch.
In an hour, I'm going to take care of this guy.
Yeah, but the plane was on time, and we left.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
And no one on the flight could stop
this? It wasn't like it was constantly out. I mean, it wasn't that big.
It's when the pilot would leave, he would just sneak it out.
And you're saying it's small enough that people wouldn't really notice.
Well, like, they won't notice until it was like, is there like, is that a watch? Is that one, or is that just one of those thin Fitbits?
That's just a fleshy Fitbit.
Yeah. But no, it was for sure his, and I know this because like when I found his body, I don't know if we want to get to that, but when I found his body, like I opened up the stall to the washroom to like
use it.
Yeah, and this body falls out, you know.
So like, it was in the washroom.
I assume so.
Because
like,
it was in the washroom.
He started high fiving people down the aisle. He's like, I'm getting a part of the Mile High Club, and he went into the washroom by himself.
He'll spend a little alone time with that watch.
Does Mile High Club count if it's just you?
Well, this guy.
Let's hope, because I've been telling everyone.
But you know, like, so that's how I found him, and I was like, nope, that wasn't his Fitbit or a watch. That was.
So
that
you
was
found
that
him
thing.
Pants down or just clothesless?
Was he totally naked?
He was totally naked.
That's the only way to do it, man.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I think like I don't know what he did with his clothes because they weren't even in the washroom.
Oh.
But when he walked in there, he had clothes.
Interesting.
So I'm thinking someone else might have gone in there at some point with him.
Now, did you have a clear view of the washroom from your seat?
I mean, like, it was behind me, so maybe I wasn't watching the entire time. But, right. like, everybody...
You got that black screen to watch.
Everybody was definitely like... Oh, because we were all talking about it at one point. We're like,
right.
Who's going to fucking murder that guy? I want to murder that guy. Does everyone here want to... Everyone... We even did, like, hey, the captain came over this thing, and he was like... hands up if you want to murder that guy. And everybody, including the eight babies, were like, for sure, 100%.
So everyone had a motive here.
I think so. And all the motives were a bit different because this guy was like...
He did different funny things to different people.
You could say funny or you could say like terribly brutal. Like it's
all of them with his dick out.
Yep. That guy's like, hey man, who wants to play swap pants party on this plane? nobody did, except just there was like one lady that was sticking up for this guy constantly, and I'm sure it's because like she just had like eyes for this guy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Did you get to speak to her at all?
Totally, because everybody did. Because everyone's like, what is it? And she's like, I don't know. I think I'm in love.
With this guy. Of all people.
It's like, you know how like you can just fall in love instantly with somebody? Like they say love at first sight, and then you're like, does this ever happen to me? And you're like, I could probably think of times in my life where I was like, whoa.
Where time slows down at the dance.
100%. Like, and you're just like, it's like that whole fuzzy filter comes on from the 80s, and you're like, oh, this is the Wonder Years.
So you think that was happening for this woman on this plane?
It had to be. They didn't know each other.
Right.
She was. Did she seem normal herself?
Yeah, she seemed totally normal. Her name was Nora. She was also going to Hawaii just to have, like, you know, a Christmas in the thing. But she was alone. So maybe she went in there.
But would you have seen her walk past you?
I would have, but like my rage goggles were on so hard.
You're wearing them now. They're very nice.
Oh, yeah, are those for surfing?
Yeah, well, no, but they could be. I mean, the amount of times I've fallen off the board, it's just like, oh, where am I? These things would come off so easily.
They're nice, though.
Yeah,
they're like Ray-Ban.
Yeah.
They're rage bands.
It's so weird to be in a club and everyone's like, I got beer goggles for that lady. I'm like, I got rage, lady. I got rage goggles for that lady. Get away from my drink, lady.
Wait, what are ladies trying to do? They're trying to...
It's just like, when the glasses are on, it's rage time.
Okay, so you and some other people may be sitting around with your rage goggles on, venting.
Just venting. And
Captain's coming on, venting too.
Everybody. The baby's venting.
So maybe you didn't notice, but she might have snuck back there too.
She might have. I mean, like, yeah, maybe Alistair Forbes and Nora got it on.
Would you have had a clear view of everyone, or were there people sitting behind you, like in between you and the bathroom?
Oh, we're talking about the 99%, are we? No, I could not see up into the first class cabin of all the cool people that get first class seats.
Right. So you guys were back in coach.
Yeah.
Please.
I know, but
business.
Like, actually, why is it called coach?
Sports.
Great.
You remember that show Coach?
Yep. I guess this is going into a hole of nowhere.
Oh, you mean
you don't
want to
talk about Craig T. Nelson for a while?
No, Craig Dauber's my fave, man. Like, one of the best characters of all. That's not true. Yeah.
Okay. You were... I'm trying to think of where you were in relation to the bathroom.
Oh, great. 13B.
Oh, okay, great. No more questions.
No, I was in 13B, so I'm like... I guess the plane that I was on probably had about 27 rows, so I'm stuck in the middle of this.
Okay, gotcha. So there was a lot of people behind you as well.
For sure. And all of them rage glasses.
Everyone except Nora.
Yeah. Nora had on, like, I'm hot for you glasses.
Right. Ooh. So this doesn't sound like she would have been the one to commit it.
No, but she might have been the one to take his clothes, is what I'm thinking.
The clothes could be unrelated to the
murder. Could be unrelated. She pops in, takes the clothes with her.
He pops in.
Okay. Okay.
He might have. Al Forbes may have popped into Nora. That would have been great. This
sounds like a very specific reference.
And it's for someone.
Not us. So, I want to talk about the body itself. Because it was clothesless.
Yep.
Did it have any injuries? Any indication of what
might
have done this?
Like, it looks like it because it's just so, like...
It was a grotesque body to begin with.
Oh, God. Yeah, like,
when you're starting with this kind of image.
Yeah, you're like, is that a scar? I can't tell. I'm not sure what that is. he just kind of like fell out, and then he did kind of, I think, whisper something at one point.
So still alive
to you?
Yeah.
You heard
like
the dying words.
I think I heard like the ghost coming out of his mouth, like him literally leaving his own body.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you caught any inkling of a phrase, or?
He was just like, touchdown.
Oh, because wow, coach.
He wasn't coach. Yeah. Oh.
Great. You know when it's time slows down and you see love at first sight?
Yeah.
That just happened.
We got those I'm hot for you goggles on right now.
I just have my glasses on.
Yeah, that's what I call them.
So, okay. Weird body.
Yeah.
Could have been anything. Oh, did any of the scars look fresh?
No, but I don't even think they were scars. I think he just, like when he breathes in, you're just like, I think those might just be, like, the lines on his body.
Mm.
So it's like, I couldn't tell. Like, he didn't seem damaged. The autopsy apparently just said that he died from a broken heart, which I don't think is a thing unless you're, like, married for, like, 90 years, right?
Or if you have some kind of, like, congenital problem.
Oh, maybe they meant broken heart.
Yeah.
Like he snapped.
Maybe
something in the aortas.
I mean, it was like maybe it was like just phrasing in Hawaii. The doctor was like, oh, he broke his heart.
Yeah.
Because they talk in broken English down there in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So could it be possible that maybe she did it by accident? Broke his heart. And she didn't know he had some kind of heart condition. Broke the heart. Left. And then there he was, left broken. Does that make sense? You're looking at me with confused goggles on.
Kind of. I'm thinking it over.
Okay.
Now, he fell out.
Yeah.
Which means he would have been against the door.
Oh, that's true.
Well, I mean, it's pretty small anyways, right? So it was like if you were just to like open your closet and all your dirty laundry fell out, that's kind of how it fell out.
Or when the Kratt brothers opened their closet and everything dumps out on them.
Okay.
That's a reference for us.
Yeah. And you know what? For everyone, I think.
We all know TVO Kratts, kids. Creatures, and then Zaboomafoo.
He was leaping along, leap, leap, leap. We know.
Duck! But usually it's an owl or something.
Still a bird, though.
So, everything kind of dumped out of this bathroom.
Yep.
Forbes and all.
Was there anything else? Or is it just him?
It was, like, just him. And that was it. And then when he fell, I mean, like, yeah. I looked at him, and when he said touchdown, I was like, oh, I didn't do this. And everyone's like, doesn't matter. We all got your back.
So, on the way, he's going, I'm Mile High Club. High five, high five, high five. Touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh.
After. Meaning
well,
probably.
But also could have been by himself.
Maybe.
But either way,
I think he
a completion.
He completed in some way or another.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see the evidence, the DNA evidence necessarily.
That's hard to see.
Yeah, it's true.
That brings up something interesting. Did you get a good look at the bathroom?
Behind him, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I think I was dealing with his face at the time, but because the bathroom was like, there was a cleansy smell from there.
Oh.
Like it didn't smell like a bathroom.
Okay.
It smelled nice.
Right. Like not even that blue stuff in porta potties. It just
smelled nice.
Like a vanilla. What was
lavender.
A lavender.
Yeah, you know?
I do know. Like a lavender. But I'm curious, what were so the other people they're on your side. They know you didn't do this.
They were like, it doesn't matter, guys. And then they were like, this is the way it works in criminal stuff. They're like,
were any of them involved with that? Someone knew criminal law?
Well,
criminal stuff.
There was one guy there that was like, he said he was a lawyer. That was it. Chuck Friendly.
So there was a Chuck Friendly there as well.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
Okay.
But he didn't. Did he know what he was talking about?
Seem like he knew what he was talking about at all.
Did he know about tort law at least?
He said he did, but he was just like, can I borrow your phone? I need to look at Wikipedia. And I was like, pal, my phone don't get no Wikipedia on a plane. I'm on airplane mode.
Oh, smart.
Smart.
You know where you are.
Yeah.
You're on house mode right now?
100%.
Okay, you gotta be.
Yeah.
No one really knew their criminology stuff, but no one cared.
No one cared, everyone was like, hey, with crime stuff, if we all just say that we might have done it, then they gotta, like, drop the case.
Oh.
Is that true? If it's everyone like a, goes in and says, like, could have been me.
Could have been me. They're all, because you're just going to, like.
That throws the cops off.
It's kind of like being, like, when they say that you can beat, like, a video game by doing, or, like, a, one of those old chess video games, because you do a move that they're like, no one's going to do a move that dumb. We don't have something programmed in here to beat this. So if everyone just goes,
everyone is that dumb.
You're just
what
throwing,
are the cops
you're
do?
Just throwing chaos to the judge, and he's like, I can't put you all in jail, and I can't pick which one of you goes to jail. You all have different stories, and you all said you did it. Case closed. We're done. Let's walk
so
out.
So what?
Of here.
How did this play out? What story did you go with? What story did other people go with?
That's a fair question, because my story, they didn't believe me, and I was like, okay, I understand why. First of all, I started with a story where. We weren't on an airplane, and they were like, you're obviously on an airplane. And I was like, well, debatable. I mean, there's different stuff you can do. I watch Stranger Things. Like, there's another side of things.
So you tried to tell the police you were in the Upside Down.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it was a submarine.
Were all the good stories...
Oh, that's true. I guess planes in the Upside Down would be submarines.
Submarines are just upside down planes.
Is it because all the other good stories were taken? Like, people snatched those
you
up
got
real
it.
Quick?
Like, for sure. We've already went through, like, people were like, well, I pounded on his chest. People were like, I smothered him, and people, yeah, like they went
and
through.
So you had to go for a real fabricated one.
Well, I was like, thanks, man. Now I'm like at the end of the line where they're just like, hey, you make up a funny joke. And you're like, well, these guys took all the jokes to that one question. So I was on a submarine. I was the captain. It was World War II. And things started to go. I could tell, like, the one cop was, I think I had him. He was like, yeah, 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 taking notes. But the other one was like, let me just check my Wikipedia. And I was like, fuck, you're on a plane, pal. And he's like, you got me. So we went. They went with for a bit, but then they were just like, you didn't do this.
So I'm curious now about Nora. She seen? Was she one of these people who was giving stories?
Yes, 100%. And she kind of was like, she kind of helped us out without realizing she helped us out.
Right.
Because the first person that said they did it, I think she was just so stir crazy in love. She was like, that's right. And he did it. Arrest that guy. And then the next person said, story, she's like, that lady's right. She did it. No yeah. One... Those eight babies. Those eight babies did it.
What were their stories?
It was kind of great. they put the chairs together like a big robot and kind of formed like a Voltron of sorts. And then just took them down with the power of Ultron.
And the cops were like, well, we can't prove if that's true or not, so.
That's 100%.
Now, when it came time for Nora to give a story,
yeah.
What did she say?
Well, that's when they asked her for a story, she was just like, I did it. I killed him because I loved him too hard.
Wow. Now, I'm almost tempted to believe her.
Is that possible?
I don't
Can
know.
Can you love
like,
someone too hard?
Well, she was talking about it in the lustful sense, I think.
Oh, okay.
And, like, her clothes were on. Like, I don't know. It was just weird. You know what I mean?
And his clothes. Still nowhere in sight.
Still
nowhere in
sight.
Did they ever find those clothes?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
The true mystery.
Where'd them clothes? So
we should start doing a clothes
from
finding
what,
podcast.
Maybe there is an other side. Maybe they're in the upside down. Somewhere.
Of that airplane bathroom.
Of the airplane bathroom. Yeah.
Now, again, when you're talking about the bathroom, you didn't get too good a look at
I mean,
it. But there was a mirror, for
there's
sure.
There's a mirror, for sure. It actually, which doesn't happen too often, it opens up.
Like a
I do remember
cabinet.
That, because when I was in there, I was like, hey, let's check what this fucking
pilot's
doing.
You know, when it closes, there's a little something behind you. We've all seen horror movies.
When you open it, nothing. You're like, oh, nothing's there. Great.
When God opens a mirror.
Yeah.
There's a monster Devil. Behind you.
Yeah.
So you opened this mirror.
Like, way before, because I was in there and I was like, oh, let's see what this pilot's got, because this guy's driving me nuts.
Sorry. So you got on this plane, you're like, all right, let's check out what this pilot's hiding.
Hey, we all check people's bathrooms, right? You're just like, oh, what's this guy got in here? Okay, great. So I was like, the pilot's got to be... like,
if you thought this was the pilot's personal bathroom?
Like, he lives on the plane and this is where you're going to see all his
it's
medication
It's just like, you
stuff.
Know, like, if you think about it, like my job, I work at the Y. And
as a Santa?
Yeah. I mean, Santa comes but once a year. So, like, I have to supplement that income, right? So I'm at the Y. And,
doing
like,
what?
Well, I work there just as, like, I'm a lifeguard. And so, but, like, the one locker in there, I treat it as if it's my locker, right? Like, right. I'll put my, I'll put condoms in there. I'll okay. put, like, my medicine in there.
You can't say condoms on this show.
You can swear on the show, but come on.
I put my condominiums in. Okay, that's stupid.
Condominiums. Condiments?
Condiments. I put my, I got like mustard in there, relish, some good Grace, Grace hot sauce.
So this is what you thought the pilot had going on in his mirror.
Well, like at my work, I just put stuff in the public. Yeah, so I was like, for sure. So I know there was that in there.
So you open, what happened when you opened up the mirror?
Oh, I was disappointed to find zero drugs. It was just actually like contact solution, nail file.
So this was like his personal medicine cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Or maybe one of the stewards. Who knows?
But someone was keeping stuff in there. Okay.
Yeah. Someone was keeping stuff in there for sure. I mean, there was a gun in there, which I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. Maybe like you just keep it in there because you're like, hey, if something goes down on this plane, I have a gun.
If there's an air marshal, I can get in there.
Or like a crazy, you just be like, hey, I'm just a crazy pilot, and I learned to fly when it was Nam, and like I keep stuff in the thing. Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Any heart medication?
No heart medication.
That's good.
That would have helped move the story forward.
No,
but...
that's fine.
And also, one last question just before the break. I know he had a very weird body, but any sign of a gunshot wound? Just one way or the other?
You know what? For a second, I thought he had two buttholes.
Okay. We'll be right back. Oh no, I want to know more about the buttholes!
I'm just kidding. Inquire.
So one butthole is in normal butthole spot, I'm assuming?
Yeah, and then he had one like at the bottom of his spine.
Oh, like tailbone butthole.
Tailbone butthole.
Okay, now we'll be right back. And we're back!
Yep, we are. I just got a call though, and my sandwich shop burned down.
What? Big burn bag? What is it called?
It was Big Burn Bag. Yeah, I shouldn't have named it that. And it burned now because they were all flammable bags. They were big burn bags.
Well, your bags were made of wood.
Yes, they were just wooden bags, and we sold fire. It was a bad business deal.
Wait, I thought you sold sandwiches.
It was a front
for selling fire.
Yep. And it's a shame, and there it goes. It's a steaming pile of rubble, and I gotta collect the insurance!
Oh, and he's gone! Oh, he just dropped down through the floor, but we're still here with Clint.
I wanted to go to his sandwich shop, like Big Bag Boom. I was like, give me that.
Oh, you remember it, but neither of us did.
Oh, man, because instantly I was like, I want to go there. It sounds like one of these Japanese places where they just all say hello in Japanese when you walk in, because they're just like, everyone goes boom, and I'm like, yes, I feel like I'm a part of something here. This is great. I don't care if your sandwich sucks, I'll eat it.
We are talking about the death of Alistair Forbes. You found dead in an airplane washroom.
Yep.
Kind of fell out.
Trying to join the Mile High Club by himself.
Had a what might have been a gunshot wound, what might have been a second butthole.
Didn't occur to me till now.
Because in the medicine cabinet, in addition to all the stuff you would find a normal person would have in their personal medicine cabinet.
Because all the condiments you have in your personal medicine cabinet?
No, if you know what I mean. There's also a gun, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
There was a gun. And he falls out. Everyone agrees to just say they did it.
100%.
So I went and talked to the cops. They all gave a separate story. Nora says she did it. She was the one who was in love with Alistair.
Yeah.
At first sight, for no apparent reason.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because she was like agreeing with everyone else that they died, but then she was like, no, I did it. And yeah.
Now, were you with her when she found out Alistair was dead?
I mean, like, we were all on the plane together, so it was like chaos, right? Because everybody was just like popping bottles and cheering and high-fiving, and everyone's like, this is great. So I don't know in the mix of all that. Like, even the babies were like, may all acquaintance be forgot. It was better than New Year's. And we had New Year's like a week later. You expecting someone? Is it the cops? Because I don't even want to talk to them. They're the man.
You already have talked to them.
Yeah, well, it turned out those guys were just like undercover.
Oh my god, it's Voltron. Help.
No, help. It's cool. This is the eight babies.
Excuse me?
This is the eight babies from the plane.
It looks like a giant robot.
Yeah, because they formed Voltron.
Oh, now that I see it, it's just eight babies in chairs.
Yay!
That's cool. They let you keep the chairs.
Yeah.
They're like airplane seats.
Wee!
Hello, eight babies.
Hello.
What should I call you? How can I address you?
Separately, we're Greg, Lewis, Clive, Stephanie, Constantine, Forrester, Brentworth, and Luann.
I'm not going to remember that at all.
Yeah,
no, neither will we.
So
together
again,
you can call us babies.
Okay. Well, welcome. I don't know how you found us. What? Why are? Why do you
we
think you're here?
We text constantly.
Oh, yeah, you're friends.
And
with
we're doing an anniversary party. It's been 3 months since that man died, and all of us will cheer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then you decided to host your anniversary party in my house.
Yeah, 100%.
We're picking you up.
Yeah,
on the that,
way. 100%. Oh, okay. Like 100%. These guys are gonna come get me. We're gonna get out of here. We're just gonna head to the
with everyone from the plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except Nora.
Well, now why not? Why can't Nora make it?
Like Nora was she hit maybe.
That's true, but we all know what that means. That just means you're not coming.
So we're talking about the death of this awful man.
Oh, Alistair Forbes.
Yes.
Good riddance.
We're trying to figure out what happened. Whether it be good or bad,
right?
I just want an answer.
Honestly, for the first time on a plane, we had people wanting to sit with us. So, can't hate them all together because...
May I say how well-behaved you are right now, babies?
Thank you. We're joyous, but I will cry at a moment's notice.
I'll call on you for that later.
Okay.
Where were you during all of this chaos, during all this confusion?
14C through
so
H.
Right, so right behind
Clint. It was a really wide plane. It was only 27 rows long, but it was the entire alphabet across.
So 26 seats across.
A big square plane.
Yeah.
Why were you going to Hawaii?
Oh, we were in a surf competition. All eight of us, we do those cool pyramids.
Individually or together?
Together we are, baby! And we surf, yeah, all together. We can register as one human.
Okay. Because so I guess eight babies equals one human.
Yeah,
I saw it. I mean, like, Christmas still went down. Everything was great. And it was pretty amazing to see. And then I gave them all a ham.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're Santa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't give you
a
ham at all.
Oh, no. Don't break it to babies.
I mean, like, I'm dressed as Santa right now.
Yeah, you're Santa.
Yeah, of course.
This is Santa.
I know. We all know.
Sometimes I forget I'm wearing it.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. You don't want to get, you know, fans going crazy when they see you.
Yeah.
So, your perspective, I guess, you were right behind Santa when this went down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you didn't see anything additional. Did you go over to the washroom to investigate?
Yeah, we gotta pee and poop all the time. We're babies.
Mm.
So some of us just, never mind. I guess we do it in our seats.
It was great. They all had like their little detective hats and their little detective notepads, and they all kind of just jumped up and like got to the washroom.
Oh, so you were trying to figure it out.
We jumped into action, yes. We were running all about. The craziest thing was that Nora was, she was seated, did we establish that?
No.
I think in front of you because you saw her walk past, mm-hmm, but yeah. Other than that, we don't know.
Oh, okay.
So 13 onwards.
Good. Because we know, Luann knows where
Luann.
She was seated. Yeah, Luann, check your notepad. Oh, okay. So it's 6.
Okay, so Nora was sitting in 6.
Pre-letter. So it starts 6 and then 6A. So she was a window seat, right up near the close to the front there, and she came back to her seat.
From the bathroom.
Yeah, holding the big bag of clothes.
So we know that mystery is solved.
Then she opened that side door and threw it out.
Wait, hang on. That's at that moment, right. Wouldn't everything kind of get sucked out of the plane?
That's a myth.
It is a myth. It's like we thought it was going to happen, but I think everybody was so angry and everyone's like, ah! It kind of pushed the door closed.
Why was everyone so mad?
Because you had this guy in the plane that everyone's like, somebody please murder this man.
Did at this point.
Tell him about his jokes.
Oh, I guess they had. They didn't
clothes,
know he
not,
was dead.
Not yet.
Oh,
we didn't know he was
dead. When he was in the washroom, we were all like,
thank
who,
God.
Who wants to murder him? The pilot comes over and is like, who wants to murder him? Everyone puts their hands up, including you guys, which was great.
Yeah.
And then eventually it was like we were playing all these different games to figure out who was going to murder him.
Right.
That was fun.
Yeah, 100%.
But again, everyone
spin
was
the bottle.
Paper,
everyone
rock,
who
scissors,
was sitting in that area was taboo. Still in that area trying to decide how to murder him.
It was a little chaotic, yeah, but it was like a kind of a fun little round table discussion.
So
yeah.
Nora comes back, opens the door, throws out the clothes.
We thought it was like a celebration thing, so we're all like, yeah, let's throw our shit out the door. So we all started throwing out the door.
Oh, this is a little bit of a sidetrack, but what joke did he do on you, babies?
Well, he did one for all of us. He definitely did not do 8 different jokes. He did one.
I'm pretty
joke.
Sure he did. He did 8. Remember, yeah. By the time you get to the end, you're like, oh, now I got to make up a submarine story.
Well, yeah, each joke, I'm sure, is a little bit more elaborate.
Yeah, he did a lot of jokes. First one was just like, look at this penis. It's like, that's a joke on its own.
Is it to show a baby? Because I feel like the cops could have like taken him out right then.
Well, not if everyone says they showed the babies their penis.
That's true. Can't arrest everybody.
Yeah, we weren't laughing. Because we'd seen it before. 1 through 8. By the time it got to the end, we were like, oh boy, this penis again. So second one was... he stuck his thumb through his pants, and he was like, look, it's like my thumb's my penis.
He had a lot of penis jokes.
I thought we established they were all penis jokes.
We
no?
Did. Yep.
We
yep,
did,
we
right?
Did.
Okay, yep. Otherwise I wouldn't be doing this. And then he pulled out his penis, and he put it in a man's nose.
Okay,
and
that was 3.
Like, that's his nose plug. How about that? And then he's like, can I plug something real quick? And he put his penis in someone's nose. Oh, I guess that was still that one. Okay, then, yeah. Oh, he put it on the end of his hand. He was like, it's my 6th finger.
Okay.
he twirled it around a little bit. He brought a little... Like,
wait, was that one whole joke? Is no, him twirling it around a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? They put a plate on top of it. That was, and then he twirled it.
Oh, right.
And then he had little Groucho glasses, yeah. And he put them on the penis.
And then one more.
And then one more, of course. By the end, he pulled out his penis, and he tried to flip it around so it went in his own butt. And he was like, pretty funny.
Sorry. Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
When you say in his own butt, yeah, where was this penis
butt.
Going? He only had one butt.
We yeah, the butt one. That he was trying to put it in. We were all like, okay, too much. Move along.
So you saw his anus, his singular anus.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Somebody shot him in the butt.
In the tailbone.
I don't know. Where was his actual butthole?
Just like lower spine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So someone gave him a butt where his butt should have been.
Yeah, we were like, that butt's way too high. You're telling me someone put a proper butt in?
This is all making sense.
This is making perfect sense.
I mean, I kind of don't want to figure it out because I just want this guy to be dead forever. So,
well, he's still going to, no matter what happens, he'll be dead.
Yay!
May old acquaintance be forgot. So you said you went to the bathroom with notepads.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
To investigate?
Jumped into action. Started taking notes, started interviewing witnesses.
So what did you find in the bathroom itself?
Most of us fell asleep pretty promptly because
okay.
We got worked up. But a few of us got some exciting investigating done.
Ooh, Forrest or Forrester?
Forrest, yep. We found him. Forrester, yep, that's his name. He went to the bathroom, hopped over the body and started looking in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm, right.
He found a smoking gun with a silencer on it. And he put that in a Ziploc bag. He goes like, guys, look at this. And so that was probably used.
Oh no, this is all starting to make sense. Now someone's actually gonna get charged for this crime.
We interviewed the stewardess and she was like, yeah, a few people went in and out of that bathroom. What?
Which people from the plane? Well, there was obviously Santa Clint.
Yeah. So, this was Clive, check your notebook. So it says here, Santa went in.
Yeah,
but you did, didn't you?
Well, getting a little windy in here?
Yeah, I guess I went in. I mean, you're talking about when I found the body.
No, just throughout the flight.
Oh, yeah, because you've already said you've gone in a few times.
Oh, but I thought you meant after Alistair was already in the bathroom.
Oh,
didn't go in after that.
Well, you did. You were the one to discover the body.
Okay, I'll skip ahead. Yes. I'll skip ahead on the list then. So after Alistair, it says, Nora... And right. Then it says, big man with a big hat.
Now, there was a man with a big hat.
Oh, yeah. He had a monkey.
So, not a hat. Full animal. On head?
No, he just had a monkey.
We thought it was a hat.
Oh, sorry. The man with the big hat also had a monkey.
Oh,
with
yeah. Big yellow hat.
It was orange.
Okay.
Oh, not mind. Curious, George.
Yeah.
This was a different monkey.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's fine.
So, for Clive, you've buried the lead on the most defining feature of this man. Sure, he had a big
Sorry.
Hat, but he was also holding a monkey.
Oh, well, yep. No, this is just a list. This is just a list of who went in and out. So, after Alistair went
Tell
in,
me about this. Sorry,
Nora,
briefly, I just want to hear about the big
hat.
Man with a hat and monkey. Yep. Did you interact with him at all, either of you guys?
I sat beside him. He's the best. I'm not lying. This guy was like, it's the kind
Did
of guy.
Get his name?
Marv. It's the kind of guy you want to bring home. You're just like, dude, like, let's go hang, man. You know? There's no description there at all.
Really chill guy with a monkey and a big hat.
Yeah.
Why did he have the monkey? Did you get that far?
Yeah, so he could smoke. You know?
Well, here's the thing. So there's a rule against, if you're a person, you obviously can't smoke. They don't say that a monkey can't. So if everyone thinks the monkey's smoking, it's really this guy taking a few puffs.
You got it.
Yeah. So I understand completely what you meant.
Yeah.
Which one of you is doing that?
Collectively.
With smoking?
I think they just want to get to the bar. Or maybe it's the tattoo they're currently getting.
It says killed to death.
Yeah, we want to remember this forever.
Man with a big hat and monkey. Did anyone else go in? It was Nora, Marv.
Nora, Marv. And the lady with the paper wings.
Lady with the paper wings. Did you interact with her at all?
Yeah, she was, like everybody else, she didn't like her, but her paper wings were, she plays the angel.
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, in Charlie's Angels. So Charlie is their, in Hawaii, Charlie's their god during Christmas. And Charlie has these angels. So, like, it's weird because...
Charlie's real, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie true. From Charlie's Angels. It's not your mom and dad.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's weird because... there's, like, this... they do a manger sort of setting on the beach for Christmas, but it's not that at all. It's just like Charlie's Angels kind of gets replayed a whole bunch.
And then you surf in with your ham.
I surf in with my hands. So it's basically God is Charlie and he keeps talking to his angels. And then he's like, and then one of them dies for 3 days. And they're like, get up. Which is really Easter, but like there they don't care. They're just like, Christmas, Easter is the same thing, man.
Oh, Mahikolikuwaka.
There's only one holiday in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So this was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And she got to play one of the angels.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And so she...
I mean, pretty much the whole cast of the beach ensemble was on the plane with us.
The Santa, lady.
The G.I. Joe figure, who else was there? There was, well, the guy with the monkey.
Marv.
He was part of the cast.
He's part of the cast.
What was his role?
The monkey.
Yeah. Oh, the guy who holds the monkey.
Yeah.
It's so he can smoke.
Yeah, the monkey's the baby Jesus in this scenario. So he's just like, hey, check it out, it's a monkey.
But hang on, one of the angels is the one who dies for 3 days and comes back?
They're really confused about like creationism and everything. So they're like, evolution, they're like, well, if it's way back then, some of them believe in evolution. So they're like, well, then Jesus would have been a monkey? I don't know. So they're just like, great, Jesus is a monkey. Everybody in that time is a monkey. We'll portray Jesus as a monkey.
Yeah.
Anyways, did you talk to the lady from the cast?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay. Deborah.
Okay, and she also went to the bathroom after Alistair was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Did either of them report what they saw?
They both because
you were sitting
out
beside
bags
Marv
and threw them out the door. That's all I saw.
Okay, so what was Marv's experience? So he went in first, Marv. Once Alistair was in the bathroom,
Nora
went in first, but you wouldn't have talked to her.
Yeah,
what's the order here?
Nora, big hat man, paper wing gal.
Okay,
yeah.
So you probably wouldn't have talked to Nora after the bathroom.
No, not in. Nora. Yeah,
no, but did you talk to Marv?
I talked to Marv. I talked to Deborah.
So what did Marv see when he went in?
He saw Alistair Forbes had a marker out and was like, can I draw a happy face on your testicle?
Oh, no, so probably for another joke.
So still alive at this point, and I do want to point out, still alive after Nora left with his clothes.
Interesting. Yeah.
What did Deborah see when she went in?
Well, he was disappointed because he's like, well, you don't have any testicles to draw any faces on.
So again, Marv, not the one who did it.
I guess not because he was still alive, yeah.
So there's two people who went into that bathroom then that could have done it, and it was Deborah, and she might have been lying to you.
Yeah.
Or it was the person who found the body himself.
Whoa, 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 Santa Claus can't kill anybody, right, kids?
It's not part of the lore. They never established what he can do.
Actually, that is a part of the Hawaiian lore.
That Santa can't kill
anybody. He's kind of a vicious murderer.
No,
Oh, so he has to kill someone.
Yeah, he has to kill. Like, so the kids can get their ham, he has to kill anybody over the age of 30 because they believe in overpopulation of the planet.
And Alistair Forbes way over 30.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But they believe in, like, his soul's like 90. So they were just like, the Hawaiians believe that it's almost like that old movie where it's like Logan's Run, I believe it is, where they're just like, if you're over 30, you better get out of here. We're killing you off, man. So Santa murders and he comes in your bed at night and he's like, and he murders anybody that has lived a full life.
Yeah, that's all part of it.
Yeah, that's why if you go to Hawaii, everybody young.
Right, so but you're just an actor playing the Santa Claus. Sorry, Voltron, cover your ears.
Okay.
I have to stop because next year I turn 30, so I can't go back to Hawaii.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. After this trip, I'm like, I kind of like, cool. It's Hawaii's overrated.
So it's between you and Deborah at this point.
Well, look, if we were on a submarine and I was just like, how would I kill a person on a submarine?
Well, first of all, it's World War II. Oh, and by the way, you can uncover your ears.
How did you hear that?
Selective hearing.
Great.
I don't want to spoil any secrets, but so, I want to know when I can talk.
So on a submarine, how would you kill someone?
I think I would just open the hatch. I'm pretty suicidal when I kill people. I'll be like, whatever, man.
Kamikaze.
I'll take me down too. Yeah, like whatever happens, happens. But I was like, oh, well, that would be on this occasion. Everybody just wants this guy to die. And I don't want to kill like Marv. I don't want to kill
him. He's the best.
He's the best.
Kind of guy you just want to hang out with.
Just the kind of guy you want to hang out with, him and his monk. And so, like, I was like, the second thing I would do is I would just, you know, shoot him in the butt.
So that's pretty much a confession.
I mean, like, sort of.
What do you mean by that?
Look.
Okay, you go in there. What do you actually see?
Here's
when you
happened.
Open the bathroom door, what do you see?
Here's the truth, guys.
Lean in, babies.
We played a bunch of games of paper, rock, scissors. We played a bunch of
games. That's not the order.
We played Taboo. We played Pandemic. We just got into a whole bunch of games, and we just figured, like, nobody's a real winner here unless we all pull the trigger together. So I grabbed the gun.
It's true.
Everybody put their finger on the trigger. We had 160 fingers on one trigger.
Was this in the bathroom?
This was in the bathroom.
In this tiny bathroom.
In this tiny bathroom. I mean, like, it was a very long bathroom because it's...
Why play?
Well, because the upside down. If you guys kind of crowd into the upside down.
And it's also 26 seats across. So, like, the bathroom was, like,
true.
Super long. So we all fit in the bathroom, and we all had 160 fingers on that trigger.
He still didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
he
was
like, what are y'all doing?
He was like, let me draw on your test, Skulls, man. I want to kiss something. And then we all pulled the trigger together.
Right into where our butt should be.
Well, he turned and went, ah! And then he turned around and we were all like, ah! Look how high his butthole is! And then that kind of pulled the trigger as well, just our jerk reaction to that. Anyways, we didn't think he would die. I mean, we just gave him a butthole.
Didn't you go in there to murder him?
But we didn't think he would die with that shot.
Oh, okay.
We're like, now how do we kill him? And then he was like, touchdown.
Now, what do you think the touchdown was referring to?
Well, we took it as, great, so we're all going to spike something on your face. So we just grabbed anything we could, chairs, sacks, and everyone just took turns spiking a football-like object onto his face. We all missed by about a foot, and they all smacked right in his chest. So I think when they said broken heart, we literally spiked his heart to death. We touchdowned his heart to death.
And that wraps up another successful kill to death. I want to thank Matt Probst for our theme song. I'd like to thank our awful roommate, Eric, just in general. You can like us on Facebook and rate us on iTunes and subscribe to us on iTunes and review us on iTunes and
email us at, you know what, I don't know it.
Do I know it? killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. We actually have our own email address. We don't have to give out a joke one anymore.
It's not a bit anymore. It's a real email.
Which is very exciting. Send us spam. Send us your best spam.
Forward all those chains so we don't die.
Again, it's April 14th, I believe, today. If you're a fan of comedy or of anyone in general, what's something you could check out in the city?
If you're in Toronto, we do a monthly show. This is April.
Sorry, who's we?
It's a group called Mantown. Adam Colley, Rob Norman, myself, and a bunch of new cast members, which is it's great. It's a fun show. It's normally the first Friday every month, but it's going to be April 28th because of a bunch of festivals and things going on in the city. Also, you can just please check out Alistair Forbes at Haha Forbes. I love that guy.
Yeah, go listen to episode 80, and hopefully you did that already. great. Babies?
Mail the acquaintance be.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Kill to Death is produced and engineered by Steve Cook and Griffin Tuplitsky. Special thanks to Under the Sun, Katie Lohr, and Tom Schenk. Rate and subscribe on iTunes and like Kill to Death on Facebook so they know how to value their worth as human beings.